All You Need to Know is brought to you by no one. No one at all.
Welcome to All You Need to Know, the show where you hear about everything and learn about nothing. Here are your hosts, Quinn Eaton
and Isaac Bayer.
Welcome to this episode of All You Need to Know. My name is Quinn Eaton. With me today is Isaac Bayer. Isaac, how are you?
Dude, I've been having this problem. Like, recently my computer updated and then added Windows Copilot, which is like the AI, and I turned it off. But
you know,
on the computer on the bottom right, there's like a little tab that'll minimize every window. It'll take you to your desktop. It's gone. They replaced it with the Windows Copilot. I turned the Windows Copilot off, and it's still gone. You know how often I use that button? A lot. I use it many times.
So you're complaining that some of these companies are pushing their AI services when you don't even want them. You're not even interested. You just want to keep doing what you were doing.
I don't care if they push it. Just don't remove the minimize all button.
Right.
Hide all windows.
I think that that's very fair. Kind of fitting with what we're talking about today. Moves to artificial intelligence are becoming more popular. I don't know how long ago it happened, but on Snapchat, all of a sudden it was just like, hey, here's some AI stuff on Snapchat. I don't want it. I'm not interested.
We don't want it. And they always put it at the top and you always accidentally click on it.
And you can't delete it. It's there. It sounds like it's a similar situation with the Microsoft thing that you're dealing with. So, you know what? How about I offer an I'm sorry to that and just, you know, hey, you know what? That sounds like you're really going through something there. I hope you can get something figured out because you shouldn't. Yeah. You should feel comfortable with your own computer. And if your computer makes you uncomfortable, then that's the computer's fault, right?
There's no other explanation. Pay a lot of money for this computer. It ought to at least do what I tell it.
And I think that's a fair expectation. That's not an unrealistic expectation. And maybe, do you want to put out maybe like a statement to Microsoft right here? Maybe you could say like, hey, Microsoft, this is how I feel.
Greetings, Microsoft. Since I have downloaded the Windows 11 software, life has been more difficult. I have understood things generally less, and you continually make decisions for your user interface that many people find displeasing. So go ahead and revert everything for like the last 4 years probably, and I think we can proceed amicably from that.
All right. So Microsoft, if you're listening, heed his warning, because if Isaac feels that way, there are dozens of other people that feel that way. Dozens. So
yeah.
let's keep that in mind. This is a large, wide scale issue that we're dealing with here. But we won't talk any more about Microsoft today, most likely. I mean, it might come up naturally, but we do have a topic at hand that it does seem like it's a very wide ranging topic for us to try to tackle in 30 minutes. Now, I want to preface before we get into the topic by saying that if you're tuning in and you say, you know, I think All You Need to Know has done something with Google in the past, well, you wouldn't be wrong, because we have done weird Google questions. And so that was an episode where we just looked up, hey, what are some of the weirdest questions that people have typed into Google? Because that's, you know, one of the main reasons why or how people use Google. And so we just went through those and tried to answer them because maybe possibly we thought we could answer them better than Google. So though weird Google questions might come up, let's be clear and say that we're talking about Google as a whole, Google as a company, Google as an idea, Google as a verb. Okay, we're really diving into today's topic. And on that note, let's go ahead and jump right in. This is episode 304. Today, we're talking about Google.
We forgot to run the topic transition before starting to talk about the topic.
No, I think that wasn't necessarily a mistake. I willingly knew that I was bringing up weird Google questions just to kind of set an expectation, set a baseline for the listeners today. And so we move on. We power through, even though I did break one of All You Need to Know's signature rules. But Google, right? It's an internet company. It's a search engine. Would you describe it mainly as a search engine?
At this point in the game, no, I would not.
But
I would
it
call it a tech
started
conglomerate.
a tech conglomerate that started as a search engine that has now spread like wildfire to encompass things like iCloud storage, or not iCloud, but the storage in the cloud, services like things that we always use, Gmail, Google Docs, all these other programs that they just have kind of plugged into the interface of Google. Basically, they're trying to take over. Does it not seem like that's the case?
Oh,
Hey, just
and on that point, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk Google conspiracies. Now,
I'm open to
the
that.
biggest fine the EU ever put out against antitrust was the first two, actually, the top two against Google. Quinn is talking about they're taking us all over. Well, it's 4.3 billion euro fine. Against Google for abusing the dominant position of the Android phones to promote Google search engine. It's
Wow.
curious.
Okay.
It's curious. And then on top of that, the second largest fine, 2.4 billion euros, slightly more than half of its original fine, caught for giving an illegal advantage to Google shopping service in search results. And so it makes you think to yourself, whose team are they on? What information am I being fed? Man, people are running Google. There's bias, implicit and explicit, obviously,
Very
because they've been
important.
charged.
Yeah.
And so, you're talking about them taking over. Maybe it's subconscious, a subconscious taking over as they promote their way into the forefront of the human consciousness.
Can you blame them for promoting some of their own products through their service? Because wouldn't we all, if we were lucky enough to be in a position that Google is in, kind of say, hey, you know what? We worked hard. We've somewhat monopolized this area of the internet. Why not say, hey, like let's kind of bump our usage, bump our products and services a little bit more than our competitors? What's wrong with that? Let's talk economics. What's wrong with Google doing that?
You've got to disclose it. You've got to disclose that you're doing that. You can't just do it and not tell anybody. I mean, if you want to be Google and promote things, that's fine, but that doesn't mean you can take it upon yourself to like block other products. You know what I'm saying? That's
Yeah.
monopoly, and that is also illegal.
And I love Monopoly, the board game, but Monopoly, as far as whenever you're talking economics, not good because competition is healthy, right? And
Competition is the engine of the free market.
we're not here to bore you with business class jargon. We'll do that later because we need to first talk about the term Google, right? Google is known as a company, therefore, you would consider it a noun, right? Hey, there's the Google headquarters. Hey, I'm going to use Google to search blank. I'm going to use Google to see what the score is of the Lakers game. You know,
Who says that?
things like that. That's it used as a noun. But because I think it was such a trendsetter because it got out ahead of everybody else, or at least, I guess, perfected what a search engine should be. Now people also use Google as a verb. I'm going to Google this. I don't really know the answer to this question. I guess I'll Google it. Are there any other, I don't know, examples of that
Sure.
where something transforms itself? To where it's like, oh, this is what it's known as. The one thing I think of is a Kleenex, right? You just grab, hey, I've got a stuffy nose. Can you grab the box of Kleenexes over there. It might not even be a box of Kleenexes, but that's what it's known as now. Like, you know what I'm
It's
saying?
a fine example. It's a fine example. I'm not particularly a Kleenex. I don't use the word
Well, to each their own,
Kleenex,
yeah.
but I understand the example. I can't think of any off the top of my head.
Okay.
Had you know if you would have sent me the script for this one, I might have could have done a little research prior to that.
And just to be clear, it's not a script, it's more of an outline that All You Need to Know usually goes by, maybe besides a couple of different episodes. But all in all I'm trying to say is that Google really has cornered this market. Now, you think of, maybe some competitors, and we might get into that in a little bit. Even whenever you're using a competing site, you might say, "Oh, I need to Google this," right? And then you pull up whatever it is, Safari, if you use Apple products, and search something. You still use the word Google, which is a big deal. And I do want to briefly sit down in a subtopic of this, and
Whoa,
I really
that's not
want
like
to I
you.
want to set up camp here for a second,
Wow.
because I can barely comprehend the idea of the days before Google, right? Where you're sitting with your friends, possibly in a sunken living room, right? And I love a good sunken living room. You know what I'm talking
No
about?
one has having those. That's got to be
Well,
a rich people thing.
I'm
Who was
saying
having sunken living rooms? First of all,
they were huge in the 70s. I'm trying to set the
in the
scene
70s,
of the
precisely.
yeah, I'm trying to set the scene of the days before Google, of the days before internet. So you're sitting in your sunken living room with your best pals, and you're talking about things. And you say, you know what? I wonder how tall Sylvester Stallone is. And maybe someone asks that question, and someone goes, "Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question." And then you have to look around. Does anyone in this room know how tall he is? Did anyone remember or has read about how tall Sylvester Stallone is? No? Well, then no one knows. Can you wrap your head around that? Because I can't tell you how many times I've watched a movie or a TV show, I've seen someone on the screen, and I say just instinctively, I wonder how tall they are. Or, I wonder how old they are. That's, I think, is probably the number one use of Google, is to search celebrities' height and age. Am I wrong there?
You think that's one of the top uses of Google
If
is to
not
search
the
celebrity facts?
biggest use of Google.
He's typing that down. He's typing it on his
Might
computer.
be a
That
poll
will be a
question.
poll question.
Might be, yeah. But come on, I mean,
No, the answer is no. I think it's a silly thing. I think even as a bit, it's a bit silly. That being said, I watched a movie a couple days ago, and during the movie, I looked up, I said, wait a second. I've watched an hour of this movie. I've looked at this character for an hour of this movie. It just came to me as if I was slapped in the face. It hit me like a brick in the head. I said, "That's Short Round from Indiana Jones 2: Temple of Doom. That's Short Round as a
Right.
grown 50-year-old man."
And it was. You were
And I had to look it
watching
up to be sure.
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah, it was the way he talked, and I said, "Holy moly, that's Short Round."
So imagine the days where you would have said, that actor, I think I know them from another place. And then you just have to sit there and marinate in that thought, because the only way that you're going to find out if that's true is if you talk to someone that knows, or you go to the library and read a book. But even then, it might not be updated to let you know that they're in that new movie. I mean,
The Short Round Handbook.
there are people walking this earth right now that know life before Google. And maybe I should have kind of lined somebody up, possibly
I was about to say,
my
you could call
father.
your father right now. You could call him, get him in the
I'll
Zoom
call
right
him.
now.
No, I'll call him. Just
And
maybe
we just need
stall.
a couple sound bites. Yeah.
Maybe call or stall for a second. I'm gonna see if
I'll
I can get
stall
him
for a
on.
second.
But
Sure, I'll
talk
stall for a
about,
second.
do me a favor and talk about how people must have lived, how archaic things must have seemed in the days
Wow.
before Google.
A bit of a derogatory inflection on archaic. Here's my take on how people lived. I think, and this is, and obviously I'm speaking a little bit out of inexperience, perhaps, but I don't think I'd be so out of line as to say that, I think life was probably better back then. Not for this, not and and to and that is taking into account, the benefits of having access to information at all times, academically in school or casually, like with celebrities. But at the same time, I think these days we have an incredibly burdensome information overload. And along with that comes a lot of misinformation. It's a lot of internet, like information consumption. He's giving me the thumbs up. I've stalled enough. But that's my take. I think back then, though it might have been not as convenient, I think you learned the important things, you sought them out, but the things that were not so important, you weren't filled it in your head. Your head wasn't full of nonsense, like
Exactly.
how old is Short Round,
Right. And
and how tall is Sylvester Stallone? Who cares?
that's valuable insight that you're giving. But I think if we can hear from my dad, Scooter, on this
Can we get his age
for just a
and
second,
experience?
we don't have to talk about his age or experience. All we need to know is that my dad was alive before Google existed at one point. So, Dad, can you talk about the process of gathering information, before Google was a thing? Like, what did you do?
You would have to go to like a library and look stuff up in books.
And what if you wanted to know something right now? What did you do?
If you wanted to know something right now, usually they had these things called newspapers they would deliver to your home, and you could read the newspaper to get caught up on the current affairs.
But what if you were watching a movie and said, "I wonder how tall George Clooney is"? What did you do?
Well, you would just have to guess because you really didn't know. You're
Okay.
just guessing.
Gotcha. All right. Well, thank you so much, Dad, for that. We appreciate it.
I'm glad I could help in any way possible for you guys.
All right.
Yes.
Thanks so much. Talk to you later.
All right. All right.
So there you have it. That's basically
It's
what we were
true. You
talking about.
truly just sat around and bantered, and it was simply conjecture as to the height of your favorite actor, or
Which that's a
when a
very
particular film was made.
let's also talk about. He said, if you didn't know, you just guessed. You would have thought that, misinformation, fake news would have been more prevalent back in the day
Nobody's spreading it.
because the news wasn't at your fingertips. So you could have said Tom Cruise is 5'1", and someone would have said, well, I can't disprove that. He must be. But now we
Well,
have all this information, all the time, everywhere, all at once, not to bring back the name of that movie that you just watched the other day. But nowadays it's like, okay, Tom Cruise is 5'1". No, he's actually 6'5". Like all these things go on Facebook and all these, and
right,
it just goes
and let's
rampant and crazy.
sure, and it's and I think it's important to discern between like somebody's blog post on Facebook and like the official print of a newspaper. Like they don't have Joseph Senior in the newspaper, like he thinks that
Lo
George
local
Clooney might
man
be 6'3. Well,
local man
you know what I'm
claims
saying?
George Clooney is 6'7". Yeah, there wasn't that
Exactly,
kind of
yeah.
stuff. I get that. And on that note, it kind of makes me think about the modern internet dependency that we have, right? I mean, I personally just think about some things that have happened recently. So this is coming out March of 2024, a couple weeks ago. AT&T had a huge outage where a lot of internet cell service went out, and people basically had to not use their devices. And I think people probably went crazy. They were like, what do I do? I have to pull out a dusty DVD if I want to watch something.
Wow.
I have to talk to
Physical media
someone.
is slowly being destroyed.
That's true. I have to
That's a
talk to
topic.
someone. If I don't know where I'm going, I can't just look it up on my GPS. And then the day we're recording this, Facebook and Instagram went down, and you would have thought that it was the end of the world.
I
How,
was thinking that, though. Who
well,
was thinking that,
there
though?
were some people that got on
Let's
there,
not.
needed their fix of social media for the day, using Facebook or Instagram, and they were shocked to see that that thing that they usually have access to, that quote unquote connects everyone, was no longer there. That internet dependency, kind of ties in with Google because we do the same things with Google. No one necessarily has to remember anything anymore, right? You don't see a lot of, or I mean, there are still some out there, but no one is becoming, a scholarly expert on something because why would you do that when you can just type in on Google, when was the Cretaceous period? And then you know it. Like it's everything at your fingertips. So we're very dependent on the internet. Of course, whenever the internet goes away, we can't Google things. We can't share a picture of our dog on Facebook. Then things kind of go sideways.
Sure. I think it's still, I think academically, you're not Googling everything. I don't think that's up for debate. I think when you're in school, that is taken away from you. And furthermore, I think having a sufficient breadth of knowledge about something doesn't necessarily include the minute details, which is something you might want to know. Or you might not need to know necessarily. For example, if I'm a film buff, I might know the high points and low points of Sylvester Stallone's filmography. I might know kind of his acting roles and some of the successful films, but I don't need to know his height. And I think that's the difference between being a Googler and then being a scholar in a subject. I think there's a common sense difference there.
And I was about to ask the question, do people still need to learn things if you can just look it up? The answer to that question is yes, because imagine. You go into a hospital, God forbid you need some sort of surgery, and you say, yeah, doc, it hurts right here. And the doc says, yeah, it's probably, your appendix. We're going to need to take that out. Let me look that up and see how you do that. Like, you don't want, that's the last thing you want to hear, right? Is,
Exactly.
I don't know how to do this, but I can Google it. Is that okay with you? And you would absolutely say, no, absolutely not. I want someone that knows this. That knows what they're doing and doesn't have to type it in on a search engine in order to confirm or figure out, that process.
Exactly. And if Google is pushing a biased source for surgery, for different surgery techniques, then you
Wow.
might be really out of luck.
Well, let's talk about the political implications of Google, right?
Wow.
Because this is something that you really wanted to dive in to whenever I proposed this topic. The political implications of Google, you've already kind of touched on a couple of things where they have implicit and explicit biases. So is there one thing that bothers you the most about Google and the control and the reach and the monopoly that they have?
Not particularly. I think really the biggest thing is what I was talking about earlier with the biases. Google can kind of alter what comes across your screen. They can't necessarily alter a website that you click on. That's not really how that works, but they can kind of like put that website a couple pages down. And let me ask you one question right now. When's the last time you clicked more than two pages off the first page of results for a Google search?
Only whenever I was maybe writing a paper in college. It's usually
Exactly.
first four or five is as far as I'll
Yep.
go,
Yep.
and that's about it.
And if that's the case, and you're not really in control of what you're seeing. Now, you gotta appreciate that there are alternative search engines. But then you've got to consider the potential for alternative bias, and the wheel goes round.
That's very true, honestly, very scary because Google could be putting the information that it wants people to see in that first page, and then maybe some very valuable information on that subject. If it doesn't necessarily benefit them to show it, they might bury it a couple of pages down, three, four, 400, whatever they feel like doing, it seems like they can do. And it's supposed to be kind of an honest system, right? You search something, Google has created a search engine that optimizes that search and shows you the most relevant, the most useful, the most valuable topics that you are searching. But
Allegedly.
as we've uncovered, that's not always the case. And they control what you see, and that of course ties into, the violation of antitrust laws that you spoke on earlier, where they're getting hit with these massive fines about, hey, you
Billions. Billions.
billions with a B. Let's be clear, just to make sure, billions with a B. So then you think, though, like all of this, like, is Google evil? Is Google controlling what I, am searching for? Did Google make me watch Peaky Blinders? You ask those questions, and you try to figure out how to avoid such situations, and that's where you turn to competitors. And it does seem like back in the day, the playing field was more level, and Google was there, but also Bing was there. I think for years I used MSN as my search engine. That's what I used.
Oh.
Yeah, and I mean it was
This is
fine. It was
a
there's no
good
problem
pivot.
with it.
No, here's a good this is a good pivot because I've got a little something for you. When you Google, how do you like give me an example Google search? Like what would you type in exactly? If you're typing something in, how do you type it?
How many episodes are in this season of Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Now, have you ever used AI? In
No.
general, have you ever used AI for a search engine?
I'm honestly scared. I'm concerned.
And see, I'll tell you, I bring a bit of nuance to the subject because I do frequently. Usually academically. Usually if you just need like how many episodes are in season five of Curb Your Enthusiasm, that's pretty easy for a Google search. But like in a college setting, you need something maybe a little bit particular, or you need kind of to cover more of like a broad topic than you do like a specific answer for
Right.
something, you know? I have oftentimes set Google to the side in place of an AI search engine. When I say I'd like to know, what are some sources I can use for the foundations for criminal law regarding fleeing felons. You know what I'm saying? And it won't bring you up a list of links like Google. It will provide you with links, of course, but also PDF documents and specific excerpts from research. It's a little more in depth. Do you think? With the rise of AI, do you think Google goes by the wayside or maybe shifts its, I don't know, perspective, its approach, so to speak?
There's probably going to be a shift because they do seem like they're very in the know, in the now. You can say both of those things about Google. So I would assume it would be an innovate or die type situation. They're going to innovate, and I even feel like, I don't know if it's Google, but I've seen search engines, maybe even Bing, says they're powered by artificial intelligence. So if Google isn't already powered by artificial intelligence, they will certainly pivot to where another AI search engine is not just going to come in and say, hey, I guess Google is going to be gone here pretty soon. I just don't see that happening. Now, I could easily see that happening with all the other search engines that are out there. I mean, what was it? And this might just be a fuzzy part of my brain, and it might be a completely wrong memory, a false memory even. But was there not a search engine called Ask Jarvis?
Never heard of that.
Maybe it's not Jarvis. Maybe it's Jeeves. Ask Jeeves. Let me do a little searching. Yeah, Ask
Oh,
Jeeves.
what are you searching on? Are you trying to Google a different search engine?
I just Googled Ask Jeeves, and apparently ask.com is still up. So back in the day, that used to be, it was like a butler. That was like the main page, and you asked a question, and the butler's name was Jeeves, and then he let you know as much information as he could about the information that you were searching for. So I think that it's clear that one is apparently still up, but no one uses it, right? Only search engines that I know that people use are Google, maybe Bing. And then I know a lot of Apple users just use Safari because it's built into their,
Yes.
computer, iPad,
Yeah.
iPhone. I personally don't know that much about Google and artificial intelligence and whether or not they'll come together. But I do know that there are 10 episodes in the newest season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. And I think that 10 is great, and that's the common number that they've reached in the however many years that they've done the show. But I mean, if you're going to do a last season like Larry David is saying that this one is, like, why don't you just stretch it out a couple more episodes? And I might even Google that. Is there a chance Curb Your Enthusiasm is longer than 10 episodes this season? Could Larry David, excuse me, be bamboozling us and lowering our expectations and then dropping additional episodes? Google.
I think you're running out of runway here on the Google topic.
No, but if I were to Google that, there would be,
You wouldn't though.
articles.
You wouldn't
No,
find anything. And you
because
know what else Google doesn't do? Google doesn't give you public opinion unless somebody's writing an article about it. If I want to know what people are talking about, what people are thinking, I'm not going to Google. I'm going to like Twitter.
yeah.
I'm feeling the waters. Google's not going to be like, oh, well, there's a lot of buzz lately about I don't know, Russell Wilson. You go to Twitter and you type in Russell Wilson and you'll see what people are thinking.
And
Google's
it's
not
like,
going to tell you anything like that. Google's going to give you an article from a sports commentator.
Russell Wilson can kick rocks. I swear, Russell Wilson is one of the worst quarterbacks I've ever seen. Russell Wilson
Denver's
is
biggest come up
delusional.
starting soon.
But I was going to say that with Google, there is such a thing as search engine optimization, right? So you will see, different websites. If I were to type in, are there, more than 10 episodes in Curb Your Enthusiasm, there might even be an article that is just for those type of people, right? Where
It's
the
improbable.
name of the article is it possible that more, episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm could be coming? Like, they're always Google it, or the people that I guess use Google are always trying to figure out how can we optimize Google? Whereas Google is also doing the same, vice versa, saying, how can we optimize all of these websites? It's a infinity loop of how can I do this? How can I do that type thing? It's very interesting. I don't know a lot about it. You don't know a lot about it. And that's why we should stop talking about it. Because if you wanted to know more about it, what do you do?
Well, you go to SoundCloud and you type in AYN2K
Well,
because frankly, there's not much these guys haven't talked about. There's a better
honestly,
chance that it's on an episode than it wouldn't be on an episode.
could All You Need to Know create its own search engine where if you had a question, it just
It's just
directed you
excerpts,
towards
sound excerpts. It would play you
excerpts
the audio clip.
or just episodes? Hey, you want to know more about, the moon landing? Well, check out this. They talked about it back in this. Hey, that's a great idea. We might look into making an All You Need to Know search engine. But what I was
Power it with AI
alluding
DJ.
to, well, yeah, AI DJ, we'll make sure that we get that programmed, and it'll be very intricate, as one would imagine. But I was trying to bring it full circle and say, if you wanted to know more about Google, just Google it. That's what I was trying to kind of like land the plane, boom, wheels down, and that's it.
My bad.
But
That's a good little bring around there, though.
it's okay. We're experts by no means. This is, I think we're only 300 episodes in, so we're far from being experts at podcasting and bringing topics to a conclusion. But we are going to bring this one to a stop. So that's going to do it for this episode of All You Need to Know. My name is Quinn Eaton,
Amazing Bear.
and this has been All You Need to Know.
This has been All You Need to Know. If you have a topic you would like to hear about, message us on Twitter or Facebook, or send us an email at allyouneed2know00@gmail.com. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. And tune in every Wednesday, because here at AYN2K, we've got you covered.